from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. Thank you for downloading and sharing with your friends.
Live from the coldest place on the Sunshine Coast, the CFM studios.
It is chilly.
It's brisk in here. Can almost see my breath.
Oh, let's not go breathing too heavily. Almost. COVID's in the air. Thank you very much. Yes. Have you noticed the please wash your hands posters have gone back up around work?
Yes.
Because a couple of people got COVID last week.
I know. Crazy. But you and I, we're immune to it.
We are immune
or
to it.
Or asymptomatic, probably passing it on to everybody else.
I mean, I've had it twice, so I don't think I'm
fully immune. I've only had it once.
Have you?
Yeah, but it rocked me. It took me out for 2 and a bit weeks.
You're due then.
No, I'm good. I usually wash my hands and stuff anyway.
Yeah, but that... I mean, yes, that helps for sure, but that's not the only defence, Tassie.
I love doing the show with you.
Oh, that's okay. All right, well, you don't have it, so you're fine.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
Calm down. You're not writing your eulogy just yet.
Great.
Hey, today's podcast, there's a really big chunk of it just talking about muffins.
Yeah. So. Also, a big chunk is Paul's story. Incredible story about surviving a train crash.
Yeah, it's a long story, but God, it's a goodie.
Yeah, I think it's one of my favourite parts of the show this year.
Ooh.
It'll change your view on life. It's one of those eye-openers.
Change your view on life?
I think so.
Wow.
Why not? Life's too short.
You could be in PR. Because you make a lot of bold claims like that quite often.
Like what, that the show's
Paul
good?
Paul's story will change your life.
Life. This week on Ellie and Taz, your life will change.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, enjoy this life-changing podcast then.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I don't like to pick favourites.
Oh. Anyone who says that is about to go on and pick a favourite.
I've just picked a favourite. Wow. I haven't just picked a favourite. She's always been my favourite. Kara Conan from Sunshine Coast Lightning joins us this afternoon. G'day, Kara.
Taz, I'm blushing. Thank you so much for having me.
Kara, pick a favourite of us two right now. Right now. I've just given you that compliment.
I couldn't possibly. Couldn't do it.
Well, you know, we get Mahalia Cassidy on every second week. You better believe next week, Tazzy, I'm going to be telling Mahalia.
Oh, I'll say that to her as well. I'll
be Kara was your favourite.
No, next week I'll be like, and our favourite's joining us on the show, Mahalia Cassidy. Hey, Kara, a couple of wins back-to-back for the Lightning.
How good. Yes, we love a couple of back-to-back wins and home again this weekend, so we'll hopefully make the third.
Absolutely, you will. Does it feel like everything's kind of falling into place? Because you had a relatively rocky start to the season and now, a few wins on the go. Do you think that it's clicking between you and the girls now?
Yeah, I think that we're going from strength to strength week on week. I think we were really unlucky heading into the last couple of rounds as well with a couple of the results not falling our way. So I think that really lit a fire in a lot of our bellies and really motivated us, I think, to come together. Obviously, we're still missing a couple through injuries and things like that, so we'll be looking forward to welcoming those girls back as well, heading into the next few rounds, hopefully. But, we'll leave that up to the medical staff to decide.
Yeah, fingers crossed they can work their magic. The last time you played the West Coast Fever, who you've got this weekend...
Yes.
It didn't go great. You had a decent loss over in Perth.
Gave us a shellacking,
I was trying to think
that's the
nice way to say it.
Absolutely. No, they definitely did. But, I think that was very, very early on. Again, round two. So I think that we've come a long way and we're playing much cleaner netball in our attack end and we're winning a lot more ball in our defence end. Mm-hmm. And this game is at home. And I feel like our members... are insane. They get around us so much that they can really be just that extra little bit of nudge that you need. So, don't count us out, this weekend.
Exactly. Plus, the Fever, to get door-to-door from Perth to the Sunshine Coast is like an 8-hour journey because you've got to fly from Perth to Brisbane, then you've got to drive up to the sunny coast, wait for the flight. So it's not the ideal lead-up to a game for
them.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Exactly. I like where your head's at, Ellie.
Exactly.
You mentioned the members before, Kara. Some big news came across our desk yesterday. There's a whole heap of them getting around the Lightning at the moment.
Very big news. Yes, we've actually broken our all-time member record this week.
Whee!
So kudos to Maddie in our membership team. She has been grinding away and yeah, I mean, it's a massive thank you to everyone on the Sunshine Coast for getting behind us. And we love seeing all of those smiling faces at our games. I mean, last weekend was a sold-out game, and we're hoping that we can get as many people as possible down to help cheer us on this weekend as well.
What's your favourite thing to hear from the crowd while you're on court? Do you like hearing individuals yell out and give you, you know, a compliment, or is it when...
Kara, you're my favourite.
Yeah, the chants going round, or...
Just got Taz's voice in the back of my head, no. No, honestly, I think it's a whole, like, collection of things. I love picking out little bits and pieces, little surprises from the crowd, especially when we're down the end where the crowd sitted right behind the goalpost. But mm-hmm. I also love the general vibe and the noise and the buzz that you feel when you walk into our stadium. I think that it's pretty intimidating from what I've heard from my friends on other teams, which is always good to hear.
Yeah, we'll get them up and about again for you this weekend. Saturday night, it's happening, Uni SC Arena, the Lightning taking on the West Coast Fever.
Hopefully we can hand the Fever their first shellacking of the season. Go get them, Kara. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Love it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
545-11919. Sunny Coast, we want to know, when were you seconds from disaster?
This all comes about, Taz, because I, Eleanor Rose Cheney, was seconds from disaster this morning.
How big of a disaster?
Pretty
I'm
big.
Excited. I haven't heard anything about this. You've said, I've got a story for the show.
Seconds away from disaster. Surely none of the calls we get will top this. So
try your best, Sunny Coast. We want to hear it.
Yesterday, I rode my e-scooter home from work with my AirPods in.
Yeah.
I then took my AirPods out and I got distracted, so I didn't put them in their case, Taz. I put them in the pocket of my shorts that I was wearing.
Yeah.
Loose, just floating around,
just
having a
wild,
grand old time.
Wow. Living on the edge.
Living on the edge, I know. The story gets better, Taz, believe
it
or not.
Thank God.
Today, I get up, I do some jobs around the house. One of those jobs involves putting a load of washing on. These shorts are in the washing. I then go to leave the house. I've just put the washing on, clicked go, go to leave the house, go to get my AirPods to scoot to the gym.
Yep.
And I realise, blimey, cool, blimey, they're not in my pocket anymore.
Yeah.
So I realise with seconds to go that they're in the washing machine that I've just turned on. I throw my e-scooter to the side. I run back inside. I dig through the washing. I press pause. The shorts are at the bottom of the washing.
Yes.
Untouched by any water. Water was pouring around them.
Yes.
But if I had arrived seconds later, these AirPods, Taz, would be cactus.
Sunny Coast, use that as maybe the worst story possible. If you've got a better one than that, 545-11919. When were you seconds from disaster? Mainly because I know I've washed my AirPods loose in a shorts pocket.
And they're okay.
And they're fine.
Oh.
So you were just seconds from...
from some cleaner AirPods.
545-11919, Lightning taking on the Fever. This afternoon we want to hear seconds from disaster. Maybe you can build it up like Cheney and there was no disaster.
Well,
but we'll give you some disaster music.
Maybe you were walking down the street and lightning hit just as you walked past.
Ooh.
Or, you know, you were supposed to go on a trip and there was a plane crash. Well, that would be a bit heavy.
That's a bit heavy.
It's a bit heavy. Yeah, just go with more AirPod gear. That'd be great.
We'd love to hear your story. Sunny Coast, give us a buzz. And Waters is. G'day, Paul.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good,
hey,
man.
Paul,
good.
Paul, when were you seconds from disaster?
Mate, I used to travel on the Granville train, you know, the one that got bashed for the bridge back in the, obviously, 70s and 80s. And Brent and I used to travel together on the particular day. He used to get on at Glenbrook and I used to get on at Emu Plains. And we used to travel in carriage 3 or 4, depending which one the smoker was. So the back of carriage 3 or the front of carriage 4. On the particular day, he rang me and said he was running late. And I said, well, he said, you go on your own. I said, no, I'll wait for you. We'll drive in.
Yeah.
So we chose to drive in. And the bridge fell on and crashed all the people in carriage 3-4. So,
going
back a long time. And rather than get to work at 8 o'clock, we got to work about 10:30 that morning. So there was a lot of nervous wives around at the time because obviously we couldn't contact them. No mobile phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of those interesting things where just a decision to decide to drive versus getting on a train, you are still here today.
That is
going back a long time, but anyway, yeah.
So yeah, 1977. I'm reading about it here. 83 people died in that train crash.
Down south, isn't it? Down Sydney.
In Sydney.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Sydney's Granville, and if you have a look, the actual bridge fell on the end of carriage 3 and the beginning of carriage 4. So that's where we sat. Because we were smokers at the time, so I reckon, you know, something about smoking is no good for you, so.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got out of it on time.
Paul,
all right. So
I want to know, Paul, how did your life change or your mindset change after that moment? Because you have this awakening where you go, well, hang on, I probably shouldn't be here anymore. Did that change your whole outlook on life?
I find it very difficult to pull up under a bridge these days. Like if I'm 71 now, so you know, got a bit of age on me.
Yeah.
And if I drive along the highway. And I see a bridge, an overpass, I find it difficult to stop under the overpass. I'll pull up short and then wait for it to clear and then I'll drive through it. So, yeah, one of those strange things that happens. But, yeah, it changed a lot because realistically I guess I'm a great believer in fate these days and say, you know, I survived it. And as I said, you know, back in those days there was no mobile phones.
Yeah.
So both our wives knew that we travelled on that train, knew where we sat.
Oh, God.
And we didn't arrive at work and people thought we were ghosts when we walked in.
Yeah.
At, we went to work about 10:30 rather than 8 o'clock. So,
and did you know that it had happened? You wouldn't have, I suppose.
Well, we actually drove past Granville. So we went down through Parramatta and did, you know, a few left and right-hand turns. And there was, you know, a lot of SES departments and, you know, you can imagine all of the emergency services that were around. And we didn't pick up on it because we were just driving along. I had a little Suzuki four-wheel drive and we took it for a run that day. And that day, I guess that four-wheel drive saved our lives to a degree. That, you know, we both decided he was running late. That's all it was.
Yeah,
and,
just a
sliding he would normally got on Ladbroke Lapson and I would get on EB planes and, you know, away we went from there. So on that particular day, it didn't happen. And
lucky.
Well, I don't think we travelled in the train a long time.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Paul.
So, yeah, keep away. You know, so.
What
yeah,
an incredible story. That is just crazy. It does make me feel slightly bad about bringing this to the table because my AirPods nearly went through the washing machine.
Let's not compare the two
not
stories.
Quite the same
Paul,
thing.
Incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us, mate. Go and have a great afternoon.
Yeah. Will do. You be good, and thank you very much. I just thought when you said about minutes, I thought, no, this is a bit further than that. But
just jumped
on and had a good time. So you have a great day, and I'm still alive today, so I'm doing well.
Oh, love it,
we love
Paul.
You, Paul.
Wow.
That is incredible. Michaela's in Udlow. Michaela, have you been seconds from disaster?
I sure have. It's a little bit of a what you might call a woo-woo story, actually. So Point Cartwright a few years ago with my best friend, we were walking along Salter down to the wharf, and there was a man and a young boy standing on the riverbank there fishing. And I was walking next to my friend, and I had this really weird, call it a premonition, call it pure intuition, I don't know, but I had this very vivid image of this young boy flying his line out into the water and it flinging back and coming over to us and hitting one of us in the face. And I put my hand on her stomach and I said, Gemma, I said, I know this sounds really, really weird, but just trust me, just stop. I've got a really bad feeling. And I swear to you, just seconds later, this kid flies his line. He's obviously very inexperienced. The line came right back and landed on the pavement, literally just a couple of metres in front of us where we would have been had we carried on walking. So perhaps not a disaster, but quite a painful injury if I hadn't stopped us from walking.
How crazy that it was your intuition that, you know, stopped that from happening. Have you ever had anything like that happen again?
Not quite like that, but I have had a few strange experiences like that.
What did your friend say? Did she think that maybe they were paid actors and you were just trying to show off or something?
No, she just looked at me and she said, I've got chills. She's like, you're really weird. that was that.
Wow, Michaela. Can you tell my like future or anything? I feel like... should I
maybe
come to you for a reading?
It'd be handy for finding your lottery numbers.
Absolutely. Oh, if you get those, send them
through. I'm crying in the back too. Sorry, guys.
Michaela can only sense the fishing future, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
It's quite a niche future that she can see. Michaela, we love your story. Thank you so much for giving us a buzz.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's go to Donna from Mapleton. Donna, have you been seconds from disaster?
I have. Christmas Day 2 years ago.
Oh, recent. What happened, Donna?
Driving to my daughter's house for Christmas. Drove around a corner, hit an oil slick, and nearly went off Canada range. Wrote my car off. We were 30 centimetres from going over the cliff.
Yeah, I was going to imagine. You don't have much room for error there.
No, 30 centimetres. The tow truck driver couldn't even walk around the front of the car to get gas.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hang on. So the you were facing the cliff edge.
I was facing the cliff edge. Yep.
That's not where you want to be. Not at all.
30 centimetres.
No, not when I've got little kids in the car and they had to cut them in.
Oh, gosh. They had to cut him out of the car. Donna, that is horrifying.
Not just seconds from disaster, centimetres.
Yes, centimetres. A ruler from disaster. That should be our next phone topic.
That's right. What was less than a ruler from disaster? Donna, thank you so much for your call.
They are crazy. I feel bad about my AirPod story now.
Yeah, look, you didn't live up to the expectation, but that was the story that kicked us on to this journey.
There you go.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
COVID, the rumours, the whispers of COVID going around at the moment, everybody washing their hands a little bit more, there are people that aren't feeling 100%. And I thought I could help you out right now, Sunny Coast.
Dr. Taz is in the building.
Thank you very much.
Feel good drive home.
I'm on time. You won't have to wait in the waiting room very long.
That's rare.
That's very, very rare. So there's a breathwork facilitator. Over in NZ, Mary Bell, and she's part of a video going well on TikTok at the moment for a bit of a nose-clearing hack.
A nose-clearing hack.
Well, you know, when you get all blocked up and all stuffy and you just want any sort of relief that you can. This will work even if you're feeling okay. It'll just sort of open your airwaves up a bit. I don't know how much science is behind this, but it did work for me when I tried it about an hour ago, so I want to bring it to you as well, Sunny Coast. Might not be great if you're driving because it does require a little bit of, like, some hand movements, a head shaking, but if you're a passenger princess at the moment, you might be able to do this one.
I need this, Tazzy, because I recently had to spend $30 on nasal strips.
Nasal strips.
Because apparently my nose whistles during the night. I don't snore.
According to your partner.
Yes, but apparently it whistles.
Okay, well, do you want this nose clearing hack?
Yes, please.
You might be able to do this tonight and you won't need nose strips anymore.
Well, that'd be a dream because they're expensive.
So it's a big deep breath in through the nose and then out through the nose as well.
Okay.
I'm trying to listen for a whistle in your nostrils. No whistle. All right, breathe out.
I feel like if I'm going to breathe out through my nose, then it's going to, like, get snotty on the microphone.
It shouldn't do, not if you're normal. Breathe out, hold your nose, and then shake your head left and right as much as you can. As much as you can. And then once you need to take a deep breath, you can start breathing as normal.
Through my nose?
Yep, through your nose again. It should just shake around your nasal cavities and do a bit of a reset. So the breathwork facilitator in NZ, she says if you're feeling unwell and your nose is stuffy, that's not going to do it just once. You do it three or four times in a row. It'll open your airways up right up. No more whistling when you're trying to go to bed. Oh, she's doing it again. Do you feel better?
She's actually got a point.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I don't know what the science
is. I don't know what the science is here, but it feels great.
So I mean, the best part is you look great doing it too.
Oh, yeah, it's going to look great on the socials.
Cool.
It's going to look great on the socials. So, yeah, if you want to try it, just deep breath in, breathe out, block your nose, like hold your nose, and then just shake your head around as much as you can.
Feel free to video yourself and send it through to us because we'd love to see it.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9
CFM. More than 500 million customers have been involved in an alleged Ticketmaster and Live Nation hack.
Ticketmaster has 500 million customers?
Yeah, almost like half a billion people are involved in this. So there's some hackers that go under the name Shiny Hunters. They're allegedly trying to sell the information for half a million US on the dark web. So have a listen. Like, it's a lot of zeros, but there's 500 million customers affected. Mm-hmm. You'd think, oh, they're going to be rich forever with that. They're not. They're trying to sell it for $500,000. Doesn't sound like much. They've got information on like an eighth of the planet or like a 15th of the planet.
Yeah. And they just want 500 grand for it.
They're going to get 500 grand online. It just seems super cheap. It's like, let's say you and I are involved in the hack.
Well, we would be. We've
probably
got stuff
are,
on
Ticketmaster. Right? So I'm trying to do the maths in my head. 500 million. I think it's a thousandth of a dollar.
I am
so
worth...
So what, less than a cent our stuff's worth.
How dare you, shiny hunters? I'm worth so much more than that. How dare you assume that I'm worth 100th of whatever?
Like, imagine how hard these guys have worked to get this information, right?
Well, probably not. They probably just clicked a few buttons, right? Wrote a few codes. Isn't that how hacking works?
I'm in.
I don't want to press any buttons on the keyboard. Okay, this one. Here we go.
And so you've hacked, right?
I've hacked.
You've hacked 500 million accounts. You think, this is it, I'm rich.
Yeah.
My kids are going to be rich. My grandkids are going to be rich. This is it.
Yeah.
We've made it, boys. We've made it. Oh, no, just a couple of hundred grand.
It's like when in Austin Powers when Dr. Evil gets frozen
yes,
and he's like,
exactly.
I want $1 million. And they're like, oh, that's not much money anymore. No,
they're not even asking for that. They're asking for half of what he wanted. Crazy.
Come on, hackers, do better.
Do better.
All right? If you're doing some shiny hunting, hunt for shinier things. Whew. That was a difficult sentence to say.
Do you want me to finish off with something really nerdy?
Sure.
You know what Shiny Hunters is referencing?
Oh, no, what?
It's Pokemon.
Is it?
Yeah. I knew you'd love that because you just love how nerdy I am. You love it.
You're a shiny hunter.
Yeah.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
There's a debate waging down in Victoria, Tassie.
Yeah.
It's all over a muffin.
Okay. Gosh, of course it is.
Some would say it's much ado about muffin.
Well done. You know what? Hit the song. Who cares about the story? That's the peak. We're not going to get that level. You should have saved that. You should have saved that for the end of the story. You said that it happens in Melbourne.
Yes.
It's not surprising that something as fickle as a muffin has divided Melbourne.
Well, I mean, look, they're known for their cafe culture down there and with good reason. They do great coffee.
I had a mate from Melbourne come up literally 2 days ago. We had a coffee. He goes, nah. He took one sip. He goes, nah, not having that.
Yeah.
I went, what kind of snob have you turned into,
they
mate?
They do get very snobby.
He grew up here. He's been down there for like 6 months.
And our coffee's great. Thank you very much. But this is not about the coffee in Melbourne. This is about the muffin. A man has been charged $1.
Yeah.
$1 extra to heat up his strawberry muffin.
Heat up.
Strawberry and white chalk muffin. Yep, he's got done the order, paid for it, got the receipt, and on it says one muffin, $7.
Yep.
Underneath, heat standard, $1. So he's been charged an extra dollar just to toast up that bad boy on a cold Melbourne morning.
Where do you sit on this?
I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
I knew you would.
Where do you sit on it? Do you not think that?
No, I'm fine with it.
You are happy to pay an extra dollar for your muffin to be heated.
A warm muffin is worth the extra dollar. 100%. I will die on this hill.
You are happy. You are happy as Larry.
Totally. You're already spending $7 or whatever the price was. You're already spending $7.
Exactly.
Who cares about an extra buck and you get the nice warm muffin? Yeah, I'm not spending $7. On a room temp muffin, I'll spend $8 on a nice warm
but
one.
That's the thing. It should be a big one for that price. A muffin should come heated up if you want it heated up.
No, they often don't because you can buy them from the supermarket in like packs of 4, packs of 6.
Yeah.
And they're all room temp.
No, but you're going to a cafe. That's a different experience.
Nah, a cafe, they often just go, yeah, there we go, out of the straight on your plate.
What? Are they charging for the time it takes to heat up said muffin?
I don't care.
Or are they charging for the electricity?
I don't care. It is worth the extra buck. I'd pay. Ooh.
Yeah, what's your limit? $5?
Not $5, but I'd definitely pay more than $1 for it.
You'd round it from $7 to $10.
The experience of a hot muffin is worth it. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. Our caller of the day is going to go to the Lightning v Fever. If you want to go to the netball, we've got a double pass. What side of the fence are you landing on? Do you agree with me or are you completely against this dollar surcharge?
Everything in life is becoming more expensive. Don't charge for stuff that doesn't need to be charged for.
I will tip on Uber Eats.
Yeah, we're talking about.
I will buy the extra sauce if the sauce is like 50 cents or whatever it is. 100%, I will make sure I add.
Yeah, but then you're paying for a product or you're paying for good service. You're not paying for a microwave. The 30 seconds in a microwave.
You're paying for a better product.
You're crazy. All right, we want to hear your stories, Sunny Coast.
I want it to be piping hot for the extra buck. Yes, bring it on. I'm agreeing with me. I think I'm right on this.
I'm agreeing with me.
I am. I hope somebody else does too.
Alana.
Oh, my God. I had to pull over to ring up. I cannot believe he said that.
Right.
What? I'm dying on this hill.
How rich are you, Taz?
Zephyr, I want his wage. My God. Do you know what?
It's $1.
That is disgusting. How dare they charge an extra dollar and then try to get out of it and say, oh, it was a mistake in the register. No way was it a mistake.
Yeah.
Did they try and claim it was
a
mistake?
Yeah, so they've now come. They've now hit back because they've been named and shamed and they're like, yeah, it was just a trainee. But to have the option on the till of heated and the extra dollar means I feel like it's
$1.
I tell you something. I used to work at this, run my brother's shop down at Bondi Beach, a little cafe, and you would bend over backwards to do this kind of stuff for free so people come back. Like, I can't understand them. I don't understand their logic, and no one's going to go there.
And if
except
you can't,
for me. You're gonna it's going to be a Taz-only cafe, I think, at this point.
Oh, Taz. You're already paying $7.
Yeah,
Come on. That's
pricey.
If you can't charge it at a cafe in Bondi, you can't charge it anywhere else because that's the one place you can get away with it.
Fair call. Let's go down the line. Let's go one more before we play a song. Katie, do you agree with me? You're paying the extra dollar?
No. No, and the crazy thing is that the muffin probably got half the size as well. It's probably shrunk as well, and then they put the price up. But I'm sick of, businesses charging for more than just, for the basics. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I go to places and there's, a 5-cent piece of sauce. The sauce is a national treasure. And then you're like, can I get extra sauce? And they go, oh, extra sauce, that's $1. I'm like, no, not extra, just the right amount.
Yes.
Do not charge me extra because you're so skint that you give me 5 cent worth. I just want the normal amount.
I feel you, Katie.
I was tempted to step away there and just let Katie keep ranting about sauce.
Cost of living. It touches a nerve with everyone these
days.
Katie,
we've got 24 minutes on the show. Can you keep going? Could you just talk about sauce for the next 24 minutes?
Don't get me started on Porto burgers.
Veronica, one of our favourites from Caloundra West.
Thank you.
Oh, we'll see. I can hear the hate down the line already.
Well, you've got my son too, Samuel.
Oh, all right. Hello, Samuel and Veronica. What are your thoughts on this? Should an extra dollar be charged to heat up a muffin?
No. And Taz is completely right. My tone was, it was abrupt with him on the phone. That's ridiculous, seriously. No, Taz.
You're not paying the extra dollar for the warm muffin?
No, I'll sit on it.
Go pop it on the bonnet of a car. Heat it up that way.
If you pay that extra dollar, then you've got something wrong with you.
Yeah, Taz, you've been told by Samuel.
Sorry, guys.
No,
sorry.
Hey, we appreciate the passion. Thank you, and I feel ya.
Being made fun of by a kid was not on my bingo card for this afternoon, I'm afraid.
Well, you've been told. Thank you, team. We'll move on to Rosie. Hello, Rosie.
Hi.
What do you think about this? Should the dollar be charged to heat up a muffin?
Yeah. See, I think it's pretty criminal, but unless they've got some big long line for the microwave, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But so are you thinking the microwave's behind the till, in the back of house area?
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe there's this big old line and there's so many things that they're trying to microwave. I get that. Mm. But the way you phrased it, he just looked at his receipt right at the end.
Yeah.
And thought, so there was no, the incentivized, nature to it. It was just criminal ripping someone off.
Yeah. Agreed.
Rip me off.
And if
I don't
there's a line for the microwave, then the cafe just needs to buy another microwave.
Rip me off. I want my hot muffin. I don't care what it costs. I don't care.
Why does that sound weird when you say it? I want my hot muffin.
I
don't know. It just feels creepy.
Nothing sus about that.
Well, let's finish off with Marcus from Narimba. Marcus, it's been 100% against Taz at this point in time.
Yep.
Where do you stand on this issue?
I'm with Taz. I reckon it's sweet for him to charge that. That's people's time. That's the next customer's time.
Yep.
I think a dollar's fine. And a bit silly they did say it's a mishap, but just claim it, charge it. If it was me and I was working, doing something, I'd charge a bit extra if I had to do something else.
Yep. Whoa. It's an extra task. It takes the staff away from the counter. It takes a machine away for 30 seconds, yep. 45 seconds.
And then there's 20 other people waiting. If they all want to do it, guess what? The next 20 people have got to wait even longer.
Yeah, but that's just a cafe. That's just what you expect when you go to a cafe.
I've copped it on...
Honestly, if you go to a cafe, you're going to be waiting 20 minutes anyway, so you might as well just pay your extra and get your toasted frickin' muffin.
Thank you. Get your toasted frickin' muffin. That's the name of the show this afternoon as well. Thank you, Marcus. Love it, mate.
Have a good one.
Good on you, bud. Well, there you go, Taz. A little tiny bit of vindication for you there at the end. But really, you just lost that argument, well and truly.
We put our podcast up every afternoon up on the show.
Yeah.
Today's show title has to be Toasted Frickin' Muffin.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.